When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, welcome back to Fenway Fest, which happens to be at Fenway Park. That's why they call it Fenway Fest, the great game of baseball. I have another player here wearing a baseball uniform. Actually, the baseball uniform, which I saw more people with his name on the back of any other player in the entire situation, and that last name would be Anthony. Congratulations, Roman Anthony, everyone. Let's go. Let's go. All right, this is. I'm glad we have people in front of us because we go back and forth about a lot of things. Correct?
Correct.
All right. Okay. I'm saving it for the interview. Okay.
Yep.
And the playtesty guys are here. They're asking you about you don't like ketchup. They got that kind. You still don't like ketchup? Don't eat ketchup.
Yeah. But we don't need to talk about that because that's.
No, all right, it's done.
That's been blown out.
Yeah, it's been blown out. All right. So what hasn't been blown out, but the fact is that that you still don't know who Pearl Jam is, right? Correct?
Correct.
All right. So in USF, I knew who Hall & Oates. So the story was that you said you know Hall & Oates, right? Correct?
Correct.
All right. Why did you ask me that?
I was in the weight room one day with Tristan and he had like a throwback playlist going and there was a song that I heard that it was a pretty good song. I don't even know if I know the name of it, to be honest. I don't. But I looked and it was Hall & Oates and then I saw you and I thought of you.
Why? Because I'm old. Right? Because I'm
old. But you were the first. You were the first older.
You said, I was like, do you know Hall & Oates? And I'm like, no, yeah, of course I know Hall & Oates. And then I felt even older when I said, hey, do you know who Pearl Jam is? You had no idea. Eddie Vedder, no idea.
No.
Now, I'm here to educate you. And then I just rattled off 5 movies. Did you see any movies? And he said, no. I'm here to make you a better person.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been like if I saw my dad, if he was the first person I saw, I would have asked him the same thing, and he would have said the same thing that you said.
Okay, does your dad have a podcast?
No.
No, exactly. All right? So we're at different levels here. All right, well, anyway.
You just happened to be the first older person that I saw when I walked out into the dugout, and I was like, okay, it's in my head, and I asked.
I don't think you understand. I have a flat-brim hat. It's crazy.
We have that level of comfort, I think.
We do. Like when you signed your contract, one of the first things you said, right? I signed it for the sole purpose of being around you for the next 10 years, correct?
Yeah.
You literally said that.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, congratulations on your contract. Congratulations on being around me for the next 10 years.
Let's go.
All right, so in the brass tacks is that your life has changed. Since we sat here last year, we were talking about you having the same car as Christian Campbell and Marcelo Meyer, correct?
Correct.
Do you still have the same car as Christian Campbell and Marcelo Meyer?
No.
See, that's why I know you're rich. That's how I know you're rich. All right. So what car have you upgraded to? You have to give the license plate number.
It's a secret for now. I don't need that to blow up either.
All right. So that's how far we've come, though, that we now that you could just say it before and now you have to be protective. But but you have done a lot of things this offseason. You got, I think, one of the biggest reactions, jerseys all over the place. You don't return phone calls or texts. Like, you have just become like this big, 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 huge guy. And I'll say this sincerely. You're a great guy, and I've said this. You have, going through last year of all the attention you're getting, you handled it awesome. That wasn't easy because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, everyone wanted to talk to you because, newsflash, you were good. How has this been felt? Have you been able to sort of manage that part of it, of your brand never being hotter?
Yeah, I think, luckily I have good people around me. We have a great, organization of people who help me with that. And it has gotten a little crazy, but you expect that and you understand that that's what comes with it and you wouldn't want it any other way. That's what comes with playing in front of, the best fans in the world and the most passionate people in the world. So it's a blessing. And I will say the first off season of being – in the big leagues has been a little crazy. I've been kind of like running around and I've committed to more things than I probably should have.
Oh, really? All right.
So it's all part of the learning curve of what comes with it and just what comes with this life. I mean, you're always, since I was drafted at 18, I learn more and more about how to handle myself and what I have to do, to kind of keep myself in check every day.
Well, I mean that sincerely. Like, I came away last year because it wasn't like you were hiding from stuff. You didn't turn stuff down. There was a lot going on. And so you go – Peyton Tolley, I don't know if you know him. He plays for the Red Sox. So he asked him and said, have you been recognized more? He's like, yeah, man, I was in Sam's Club. I was just trying to get, like, the $2 hot dog, and somebody wants to take a picture with me. Like, it's just, so that part of it, too, you must have been walking the streets. It's a little bit different, right?
Yeah, again, it's definitely different here. Back home, I live in a big area with a lot of people and, more important people than myself, for sure. Not that that's not the case here, but I think here it's such a big sports city and the fans are so passionate about us and that's what makes it special to play here, is that you kind of take that with pride when you walk around here and you walk around, you get to interact with these people and the fans and everywhere you go, it's awesome. It's not the same way back home, and I can tell you that much. It's a different vibe being back home and going back to Jupiter and just kind of being in more reserved area where it's, not a big sports area. It's more of like a retirement area.
Yeah, they got the indoor golf.
That's yeah. It's a big golf area. But it's a nice little, mix. Coming up here, I realized, and I came up here a few weeks ago, caught a game, and just – being here and not having to play the next day and being in the big leagues and had the season after the season, you realize, how much it truly is amazing and how much these fans are, so passionate about us and about, how they ride with us regardless of where we're at.
Well, you talk about, sort of, the community. You had the little community of the Trevor Story workout. Now, we just had Trevor on, and very, very controversial thing, which, like, this is good. Marcelo's going to come on a little bit, but this is, you're more important because you're going to tell me the truth. So what Trevor said was that of the test, of the contest that you had, the sprinting contest, it wasn't Duran, it wasn't Trevor Story, it wasn't Roman Anthony. It was Marcelo Meyer, which Trevor Story refuses to accept the results of technology. What is your take on Marcelo Meyer actually winning a running race against these guys?
Yeah. First of all, make sure you don't blow up his ego, because it's been...
But that's the problem. You know this as well as I do. This is the problem.
It's been blown up enough since he won that. But no, I mean, I always have said that Marcelo is like sneaky, one of the fastest guys I've ever played with. And we don't see that a ton because he's not stealing a ton of bases. And I think it's like the longer strides, and we don't really see it as much as like a Duran, where when he's running, it looks, you know, looks like he's the fastest guy on earth. And so I wasn't like super surprised, but the first one that he ran was significantly faster than like the other three of us. And we were all, the three of us were in the same range, and then Marcelo's was pretty insane. And we're like, okay, that's a misread. And then he did it again, and then he did it about two or three more times, and so yeah, he's really fast, and it was real. I believe.
All right, you accept the results,
100%.
Okay, all right,
it's real for sure.
All right, all right. Well, what's real is you, my friend. Congratulations. All right, everybody, Roman Anthony.
Thank you.
All right, it's going to be a good year.
Make sure you tell Marcelo that he has to steal bases.
Oh, this is going to be a lot I'm going to be telling Marcelo. All right, yeah. All right, all right. Roman Anthony, thank you so much for stopping by. Always like a very real one, so I appreciate it. All right, Marcelo Meyer coming up next. Roman Anthony on his way. We appreciate it.
Is we're going to take.
No, he's, oh, what, are you scared of him? Like, no.
I didn't know if he was listening in.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. We'll play it back for him. All right. But thanks, man. I appreciate it. Take it easy. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this again with Marcelo Meyer.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Fenway Fast Live at Fenway Park, because this is where they play baseball, and people like baseball, and people are getting ready for the baseball season. People like the Red Sox, two guys who really, really like baseball, really, really like the Red Sox. I don't know if they like each other. I don't even know if they like me. I don't know. I don't care. Two guys from Playtesi, two of the three, along with Joe Braverman, obviously the excellent producer. But Sammy and Gordo, a staple in the Baseballs and Boring Show during the year. What's going on? What's going on, fella? So you guys are my boots on the ground for this whole event. Because I've been, at first I was doing the media stuff, and now I'm doing the radio stuff. boots on the ground. Give me your perspective of this. Gordo, you can go first.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I was a little bit disappointed by, including right now. No ace of spades. Not one time throughout this entire event, and not here on the radio either.
Well, this is like speed dating. This show has been like it's been a lot going on. So we're just catching our breath. We're trying to get to one interview to the other, and I can be honestly say, and Doug Lane will support me in this, I don't think we've had a bad one. And I would kind of say that if we did, I think there's been some like next level interviews in this, and I do feel like a lot of this is. Guys are relaxed. Guys are sort of got their guard down a little bit. They were not in the baseball. You guys know. You veterans of covering the great game of baseball. The closer you get to the season, the tighter guys get, the less the time they have and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's loose right now. But if this is speed dating, have you given a rose to anyone yet?
Oh, it's coming up. Marcelo Meyer is coming up at 3:30.
So are you reserving Marcelo Meyer for the best interview?
Well, you gave me this awesome button, which I'm going to give there. This is going to be the best thing of all time. All right, Benny, you didn't finish your thought. So what's boots on the ground, Gordo? What's your thoughts on what's going on today?
Well, you say for the players it's a pretty relaxed. I think it's pretty relaxed for the fan base too. You know, in previous iterations of this event, it's been pretty hostile, and maybe in previous versions compared to that, people are pretty excited. It feels pretty relaxed. Like people know, I think, that this isn't exactly – the version of the team that we're going to get on opening day, but I think people are excited.
You are such an optimist, man. Like, it's unbelievable. Yeah,
have you seen negative? I haven't seen people complain.
No.
I think it's been neutral. I'll go neutral.
I'm not saying that they should complain, but it's just this is,
well,
by the
on,
way,
hold on.
No, we should add some context here about you as a human being. All right?
I'm an optimist.
You're the guy who literally walks out of the spring training house, looks up in the sky, and said, I can't believe Florida is so awesome.
Florida rocks.
Sun. It's like the sun. The sun has never been looked better. It's like everything is optimistic with you.
Rob, when you get to spring training, I know it's this way in baseball. It's this way in life, too. When you spend as many months as we do in the cold weather, and then you get to go to Florida, and you go from 20-degree days to 75 and sunny, and baseball. Like life doesn't get better than
okay.
that.
All right, we got it. All right, Sammy, how about you?
Well, we've been talking a lot about being in the best shape of our lives.
Oh.
So far, I've got two takeaways. Mm. Roman Anthony looks like he's been in the gym a lot.
Yeah, so, well, this is a thing with him. Last year, we sat and talked about cars and him being big. Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, look how big Roman is. I don't necessarily think that. I just think he's in shape. Like, right?
He looks
the best
a bit
shape of his life.
He looks a bit
he's
thicker.
In the I didn't even ask him that. But best shape of yes, he does he?
He looks beefier. Yeah, that was when he walked in. That was my first thought.
Okay.
He looks bigger.
All right.
My other takeaway was Johan Oviedo
could be a
tight end in the NFL if you're on the pitcher. That guy is massive.
Yeah, big guy. And also like a fun – not fun, I'm to take that back. An interesting story about where you forget he's from Cuba and getting here and everything else like that and his path. And maybe this is sort of where he lands. It's a sweet spot, and all of a sudden he becomes top of the rotation. But you guys answered two questions in a way that I really didn't want you to answer it, so bad job by you.
Wonderful.
But I wanted you to get the vibe, the fan vibe. Like we have all these people around. Some of them are dragging. Like, it's a long day. Like, this guy over here. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
This guy.
Bradco, if you were on the field in actual Fenway Park, the vibe is great. People are playing catch with these little plastic balls. People are throwing in the green monster. It's a different vibe there. Much happier.
An interesting idea, too. Like, you get to play catch on the field at Fenway. It's kind of unique.
Did they not do that this last year?
No.
Was there snow on the ground or something?
Yeah. People were like in the dugout.
Much colder last year.
Did you also partake in all the things where the throwing and the hitting and the jumping and the
we don't need to.
No?
We don't need to.
Rob,
no?
I cannot hit anymore. I used to be able to hit.
Anymore?
I used to be able to hit.
Really? Okay.
DCL All-Star 2015.
Oh.
Can't hit anymore, though.
Put it on your Wikipedia page.
You know how he described himself?
Yeah.
Gordo described himself to me, his playing days, Luis Arise with good defense.
It's true.
His words, not mine.
Is that how you got your wife?
Yeah.
All right.
I impressed her on the diamond. My third base defense was amazing.
You say, hey, I don't know you, but I'm a Luis Arise, but it's a good defense.
She was wearing a Luis Arise jersey when they met. He was like, you know.
Well, there you go.
I've been compared to that guy.
All right.
Like
so the overall thing, I'm trying to sift through Gorio's optimism and sift through your obsession with Johan Oviedo's size, okay? So I'm trying to sift through all this. As we sit here, you guys also, you do the Play Tessie podcast, you do an excellent job, and all you've been talking about is Alex Bregman, Alex Bregman, Alex Bregman, Bo Bichette, Alex Bregman, Alex Bregman, Bo Bichette, Alex Bregman, all right? So the is that sort of, as we go through this day, are people like, it's going to work itself out? Is that the vibe? Is it, it's going to work itself out? Don't worry about it. It's going to work itself out.
I think the lack of complaining shows that. I don't think it's being spoken. Like, if you ask fans, maybe. I mean, we ask people what move they want to make, and overwhelmingly, like, everyone's Alex Bregman, Alex Bregman, Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
But I think last year, it was kind of the same thing. It was sign Alex Bregman. But last year, we had no idea. It was a ton of uncertainty. Like, Alex Cora was saying maybe he would
be hopeful.
A Gold Glove second baseman. But now I definitely do feel like there's this unspoken expectation that something in that regard, probably Alex Bregman, will happen.
So are they going to – I don't know if you know this, but they are interested in Alex Bregman. They want to sign Alex Bregman. You know how I know that? The manager said it today.
The ball is in his court.
Right, which, okay, there's a couple different ways to look at that. In case people miss that, Alex Cora met with the media today, and he said, I like Alex. The ball is in his court. All right? That's obviously shows their interest, shows nobody was questioning that. But the ball in his court thing makes me a little bit nervous.
Mm.
Because what that says to me, or how you could take it, is, well, at free agency, we made our offer. The ball is in his court. Guess what, fellas? That's not how free agency usually works.
Yeah, I hear what you're
saying. Unless you don't have a market, which maybe he doesn't.
That's where I was going. I don't think his market is robust, as it was reported the other day. I think it's the Red Sox, and then the Cubs may be interested, Tigers maybe, but there's nobody really going after him other than the Red Sox. So I maintain what I've been saying all offseason long. He's coming back, and I'm not even that worried about it.
All right. How about you, Gordo?
I think he's coming back, too, even if it'll go a little bit differently than last year. Last year it was like, oh, this last-second offer comes in, done deal. This offseason, it feels like if he's coming back, it's not going to be like that.
So
it's going to be like he's coming back.
Let me ask you this. Is this this we've done the exercise of the lazy narrative about they haven't signed a free agent. It's kind of stupid because you – all right, good. The Colorado signed Mike Lorenzen. Yay. All right?
It's funny, though. It is funny with the context of how they've been operating
recently. It's not that funny. I've seen funnier things.
I'm laughing.
All right. Well, so anyway, you have that dynamic, right? You have that. But ultimately, isn't this coming down to the success of this offseason of that? And I don't think it's only for the Red Sox either. I think it's for other teams. I think that you look at it, whoever signs, it's like these guys who are left, Kyle Tucker, Bo Bichette, Alex Bregman, Cody Bellinger. Mm-hmm. And the pitchers I don't care about. But those guys, like if the Yankees sign Cody Bellinger, even though they haven't done anything, people say, all right, I can live with that offseason. The Red Sox, if they don't sign Bregman, they don't sign Bichette, people will be mad.
Well, it's also the expectations we had coming into the offseason. We spoke a million times about just get Pete Alonso, Bregman, a number two starter, and it's not. That's not how it's gone. Breaking news. It's been a little underwhelming compared to what we've expected. So I really don't know if there is a path for the offseason to be considered a rousing success.
I get it. Well, yes. It's exactly what I just said.
You think people will be happy with just Bregman now?
Yes.
I think people will be satisfied, but it won't be the rousing success that like a Pete Alonso and a Joe Ryan, and if they traded for Ketel Marte. Like if they're doing all these things, then people go nuts going into opening day.
I got to take. If they sign Bregman and then somehow add a big starting pitcher, then I will change my mind and say it's what we expected.
Yeah. All right.
Because then they went overboard with the starting pitching.
All right. You guys clear out. Marcelo Meyer's here.
Uh-oh.
All right.
It's unfair.
Yeah. Well, listen, he has better hair.
He has better hair. He is taller. He's more athletic.
Barely. Well, yeah. We'll get to the bottom of that in a second.
That's true.
All right. Marcelo, come on over. I don't know if shake the hands of the Play Tessie guys. All right. Marcelo Meyer, we have a lot to talk about. What's going on, my friend? Always a pleasure. The man who made me get a new hat at spring training because he said that I looked like a slob. Go ahead, right here. All right. Man, like, first of all, two things. Are you in the best shape of your life?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Are you?
I mean, I will be by opening day.
All right.
I'm showing an app. That's my goal.
You look good.
Don't lie to me.
I'm serious.
Yeah. don't butter me up because I'm coming down with a hammer. The your hair has never looked better, by the way. This is the best your hair has ever looked.
You think so?
I'm trying. I'm getting to the bottom of it.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't see you like as an 18-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I see my hair every day, so like it looks the same.
You're just numb by its excellence.
Bro, what?
You're just numb by its excellence. All right. Well, anyway, I'm building you up. You know how else I'm going to build you up? All right. So this is I got a gift for you to give to your friend,
all right,
Roman Anthony, all right, who was given to me. All right, here you go. It's a pen.
Thank you.
It says, fun Roman Anthony fact. You can wear that. What's it say?
I love him. True.
Oh, man. Listen, you could have all the jewelry in the world. That's worth more than anything
else.
Yeah.
It'll be in my back pocket when I play.
All right. We got to get down. So there's a few different things we can talk about. But as you know, we talk about nonsense. One of the things that Trevor Story said was absolutely nonsense was that you beat everybody in the race down to the Trevor Story camp.
Did he tell you that?
Oh, we've been talking about for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, he told me not to tell anybody, so I was like, all right, I won't tell anybody.
No, all right. But so here's the thing. So we had Trevor on. He told the story we're going to get to, which is I said, who won the comp test down in the Trevor Story camp? Well, Duran wins the upper body stuff, and who was it like? I think Connor Wong went jumping, or like Trevor Story went jumping.
Yeah.
But he's like, you're not going to believe this, but Marcelo won the sprint speed.
Yeah.
And then he's like, but he basically said this, but we don't believe it. Even though technology, after checking the machine 50 times, confirmed it, you won the running race.
Yeah,
correct?
I mean, I told him it's hard to accept second place, you know? So I probably wouldn't believe it if he beat me. So I think he's going through like some side effects right now.
Well, okay. So you, and then Roman, your buddy, comes on. And he says, yeah, but and he compliments you. But he also said, please, please don't build him up. And believe me, I won't build him up. But still, he said, I've always said this, that Marcelo is sneaky, sneaky fast.
Yeah.
Can you confirm that you're sneaky fast?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been quick. I think more so than anything, like this offseason, I really took the approach of trying to get as fast as possible. And then the place that I went to training-wise, like we work our tails off when it comes to sprinting. And shout out to them because they've done an excellent job with me and all the guys that are there, with all the sprint work that we do. And I truly, like, this is the fastest I've ever been in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
So does that mean you're going to steal bases? That's another thing Roman told me to ask you.
Yeah, it means I'm going to steal bases.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your over under?
I don't know. I'm just going to go out there and play hard.
All right. Well, I mean, what's happening? I'm going out there and play hard. That's a cliche.
Bro, what are you talking about?
No cliches. No cliches allowed. I say I'm going to steal 20 bags. I'm the fastest human being on the planet.
I'm just going to go play hard, bro. That's it.
All right. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. So congratulations on, A, being in the best shape of your life, being the fastest human on the Red Sox, but also, honestly, having a good offseason. And it feels like you've had that because I can follow it from afar. Do you feel like you're in – what type of position do you feel you are heading in? I joke about best shape of your life, but you must feel probably better than you ever have about being a baseball player.
Yeah, I mean, from, like, the physical standpoint, I've never felt like this as far as, like, the weight that I've gained. The way that my body feels, obviously, like I had to approach like a wrist surgery and a wrist rehab throughout the off season, which isn't easy. But again, like the gym that I worked at, we hammered it with the physical therapy, and I feel great right now. We're still like a month away from spring training, so obviously that's not going to stop. I think there's still a lot of room to grow. But yeah, I feel amazing.
What is the thing that you feel after being a major leaguer for the first time that you're like, I'm better? I'm more prepared, and maybe I didn't know that I had needed to be prepared at this heading into next season compared to, like, even a year ago.
I mean, I think it's just, like, for me, it's getting through the season. Like, it's 162 games. So my goal was to get as big, as strong as I can and make sure that my body's in a good position. Obviously, you never know what's going to happen. There's freak injuries that happen all the time, but my job was to go into the off season. They told me I need to get stronger and bigger. So that was my goal, and I've been doing that.
Which you want me to ask you, how much you weigh compared to when your season ended, or how much you max bench?
No. I don't bench.
Oh, I'm just
yeah. I mean, I think I finished the year at like 208, 209. I'm at like 218 right now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And so the WBC thing, you know, I know there's insurance stuff. Where are you at with that? What's that?
Yeah, I mean, right there.
You're not getting the insurance?
I mean, it's not that I'm not getting it. I think they're working on it right now. And when they get it or they don't, they're going to let me know. Obviously, I'd love to play for Mexico and represent them. I think it'd be an amazing opportunity. And it's something that I've wanted to do my whole life. So, fingers crossed for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that works. I mean, you just say, scream from the mountaintops, hey, I'm healthy. I want to play. It'd be a cool experience. I know it means a lot to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, just even going down to Monterey and playing and seeing the love that they had for me made me even want to play that much more. I did hear that it's challenging to get, like, approved through the insurance because I finished on the IL, but. I'm staying optimistic and hopefully, you know, it all works out.
All right, if you need a reference, let me know. So when you talk about a year ago, one of the things when we sat here, I told Roman this, all we were talking about is his car, how you guys had the same car, right?
Yeah.
You, Christian Campbell, and Roman. Guess what? He doesn't have the same car anymore.
Yeah, I knew that before you.
I mean, listen, between having better hair, being in better shape than me and knowing that fact, it's I'm here to build you up. You don't.
Yeah, it's
you don't
unfair.
To, yeah, yeah. But so what was the you he got because he I don't know if you know this, he signed a big contract, right?
I heard.
So that helped with the car acquisition.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay,
yeah.
Can you tell him what we're talking about in even in general terms?
Like what car he got?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he got a Lambo. Yours.
Oh.
Did you guys not know that?
He wouldn't tell.
Oh, for real? Yeah, he got a Lambo. It's out there. You guys will see in the parking lot. I'm happy about it because now, like, we don't have the same car. It's like we're always together, and now we're, like, driving the same car, too. I was like, come on.
You know? You have the same car as last year. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. All right. Well, hey, listen. I mean, you're on your way. You feel good about things heading into this year?
Yeah, I'm excited. We have a really good team. I mean, the team we had last year was super fun, and we have a lot of guys coming back, so it's going to be a really fun and energetic team, and hopefully we make a really good run.
What do you do with the suit that Bregman bought you?
It's in my closet.
Do you have more than that, just one suit, or that's the only suit?
I have, like, vests, but, like, a full suit like that.
That's the only one. I have. Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go.
I need to break it out, though. I haven't. My life in San Diego doesn't really, like, need suits.
No? You haven't had a suit occasion this offseason?
Not really.
Really?
Looking for one, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, hey, listen, congratulations with everything. Excellent job. Do you know who Pearl Jam is yet?
Yeah, it's the rock band.
Oh. All right. We're getting there. We're getting there. Baby steps. But awesome job with the offseason. Awesome job of being just you. Congratulations on everything, and always good to see you.
Thanks.
All right.
Likewise.
All right. Marcelo Meyer, everybody. Let's go. All right. The great Marcelo Meyer, always a pleasure. We look forward to him commuting to the fort to JetBlue Park in Roman Anthony's Lambo. All right. We got one more segment coming up. It's going to be awesome. It's been a great time all across the board. We appreciate everybody here at Fenway Fest at Fenway Park. It's been a blast, absolute blast. This is Rob Bradford. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring show. We'll be back right
now. I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW.
birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
After this. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring Show, at BB Isn't Boring, Fenway Fest. I think things, I don't know, if I can't tell because I haven't been out there. Are things winding down or going or what's going on?
I mean, I've been in here with you.
I see a lot of people there. They've had a great time. Like I just asked some people, like, hey, what was the best? It's everything. That's great. That's what you want to hear. But they're also, they seem very like exhausted, which is good. It's a good exhaustion, right? Correct?
Exhausted, maybe had a few drinks. Well, it's just haven't been at Fenway.
The 10-year-old who I was asking wasn't necessarily that case.
Well, you never know.
That you know of.
All right. By the way, we want to shout out some of our very special sponsors. I want to shout out Awaken 180 because we're going to get into this in a second. Best Shape of Our Life Club is run like wildfire. Everybody's talking about it. Just pick one thing by opening day that you want to improve on and sign up to our club. And everyone's helping get every – you guys are on the channel. And you can just go to @BB. And boring to find that channel. It's called halo.com, and people are inspiring people, which honestly, guys, I kind of knew, but like I wake up and I think, oh my goodness, people are like into this. People are like trying to get people to do good things.
By the way, Halo is H-E-Y-L-O. It took me a while to find.
Yeah, well, just go to the @BB. I think it's pinned to @BB Isn't Boring if you want to go check those out. But thank you for pointing that out.
Yes.
But some other friends and sponsor, McFarland Energy, obviously yell at McFarland.
McFarland!
McFarland, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros at Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. And also our great friends at the E.L. Harvey Companies, including Nauset Disposal and Mega Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers. And by the way, Aviva Trattoria, yes, Italian-inspired, American, made with fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients. I'm hungry. I'm not going to lie to you. Are we going out after this? What's going on?
Yeah.
I
need some food, yeah.
All right. Okay, just checking. And of course, Shaw's and Star Market, proud to be local since 1860. Speaking of best shape of life, you guys had identified some of who you think are in the best shape of life. You saw Marcelo was here. You saw Roman. They allayed any of your fears in good shape, both of them. It's hard to tell, like, how really, like, they get the loose shirts and everything.
Right. Roman was showing the guns off. He looked bigger. Marcelo had, like, a hoodie underneath. So I don't know.
I will say this. I think that, and I didn't mean this, Marcelo's hair never looked better.
His hair looks great. And if he's gained 10 pounds and he's running faster than he ever has, I mean, that screams best shape of your life.
Yeah. The run, that was, if we're going to talk about the, if we're going to power rank the things that were buzzing through the hallways here, it was Marcelo Meyer winning the running competition at the Trevor Story camp, where Trevor Story was legit like, I can't believe that happened. And Roman was legit, don't you dare build up Marcelo anymore. He doesn't need it.
Well, Story was what, like 82nd percentile speed, like pretty fast. So if Marcelo's faster than him, got to steal some bags.
Yeah, I had no idea he had that kind of speed in him.
I thought he ran well but wasn't fast. Yeah. Apparently he's fast.
And he says he's going to steal bases.
No, he kind of danced around that.
No, he you said,
nah,
he
kind of
said yes.
I was like, I don't like the clay. That's what I'm trying.
He wouldn't give you a number.
I'm trying to make these guys better.
It was aggregated by Boss Sports Gordo. So
it was.
I did pick. Yeah, I
believe
I picked it up.
Oh.
I picked it up.
Oh, you better.
I picked it up.
Did you pick up the Lambo thing?
No, because I didn't know if that. Maybe hush hush. I don't know. You got it out of my car.
It doesn't matter. Once they say it, it's out there. So we can't take it back.
What color do we think is Lambo? It's going to be at Fenway Park.
It's going to be like that was so class. That was so good. In case you missed it, we talk about Roman Anthony a year ago. We were a big car. Our breaking news then was that Christian Campbell, Marcelo Meyer, and Roman Anthony all had the same car.
Rookie money.
I guess.
What was the car?
It was legit. It was like a Mercedes or something like that. I don't know. I'm not a car guy, but it was a Mercedes. It was a nice car. But now we asked Roman, who I don't know if you guys know this, he signed a big contract. Now he has money, so he was very honest. He said, I got a new car. He looked at it with a smirk on his face. He knows he can buy a new car with his money. What kind? And he wouldn't tell us. Now I know, I legitimately know why he wouldn't tell us. But that's the top, like, there's a few cars where you say you buy, and everyone gets the same reaction, which ultimately we got when Marcelo dropped a dime on him and said, no, it's a Lambo.
And that was great when you told him that Roman didn't want people to know about the car, and Marcelo goes, oh, really?
But the funny thing was, is that when he says Lambo, we had, I don't know how many people around us, a lot of people around us, and they were like, there was this gasp, and there was like, ooh.
Because they all also previously, like 10 minutes before, heard Roman not tell you what the car was.
Hey, listen, until you know who Pearl Jam is, you get that treatment, right?
Yeah, and it's investigative journalism.
I feel like we solved a lot of the world's problems. But, you know, you also, like, you go through the interviews, and I know that, and you guys can tell me, because I was up there in the media session until, like, you had to come on the radio here, and we had on, let's see, Peyton Tolley, who I will say this, I think might be the best interview in baseball. And I'm not saying that because he's a member of the Red Sox. I'm not saying this because he's here. I think he might be the most entertaining interview in baseball.
It feels like there's a unique quote that comes from him every single time a mic is put in front of his face, no matter how long or short.
And the great thing about it is that he's not shying away from being his own. He doesn't say anything stupid. He knows that.
Yeah. It's not like in a bad way.
But it's not an act either.
I said, no, that's another great point.
Genuine.
It's totally not an act. And I said this, I mentioned it, like we said, hey, you've been recognized. And he just goes, like, yeah, like I was going through Sam's Club and I was just looking for my $2 hot dogs. And but all of this stuff, so anyway, it wasn't like a ton of news came out of Peyton Tolley. We all know he's working on his changeup. Great. It's more of like you're reminded, this guy, please, please, please don't get traded to Arizona. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how you're going to do in the field, but we need you here. We need you as a member of the media.
80-grade content maker.
Oh, 80-grade.
Oh, yeah.
That's what 100%. You should do, yeah.
80-grade,
you know,
content.
You should do a – here's a great idea. The ideas are popping now. A baseball savant page for podcast guests.
Ooh.
Right?
That's so good. We got to think of the categories.
Right? Exactly.
What if somebody comes on the show and then they look at their page and it's all blue?
That's up to them to fix it.
Be better.
Yeah.
Be better.
That's not your fault. That's their fault.
Yeah. You just don't want to burn bridges if we give you 20th percentile responses.
You think I care that they burn any bridges? No.
It's not an opinion either. It's science.
Yeah, true. It's
baseball
science.
Savant, it's all data.
Right. It's all facts. I don't know if you know this. It's science.
And there's one thing I won't argue with.
It's science.
Science.
Yeah. So I see Marcel walk away, and he's wearing – I forget to ask about number 11. That was a miss on me. But,
Are you asking because it was Hideo Nomo's old number?
Yeah, who wore that number?
Exactly.
Nomo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's out in the hall. Can you go get him right there? Could I shout down to him? Hey, number 11. See, you know what? If you yell to him right now, say, hey, 11, and, see if he responds.
That would probably be the first hey, 11 he's ever got.
Right. Right.
Because he wasn't 11 in the minors.
I will say this. This is a notable thing. And we're going through notable things that were said or done or existed today. The first thing, when we went up to watch the introduction of the team in the Red Sox Hall of Fame, is that you looked down, and it was noticeably the name of the most jerseys, Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not even close. There were some Durans, but there was a –
former players.
There was a Shopak. You know,
there was a Coco Crisp.
But it was a Coco Crisp. Yeah.
Sitting very close to Shopak.
But a lot of Anthony's.
Well, it's a smart investment. He's a great player. He's going to be here for 10 years. That's the jersey like a fan should get.
It's right? crazy. You rarely see a guy play as few games as Roman Anthony has and already be considered a star by everyone in the city, and I don't think anyone disagrees.
Well, if you go back to last April, you know the jersey everybody had? And this is a switch to how they've done things. They used to really make you earn getting a name on the back of your jersey.
Yes.
I mean, I've probably told you this story before. John Lester was legit like, why can't I get a jersey in the store? This is after 3 years or something like this. Christian Campbell in April, there was Campbell jerseys all over the place.
Yeah, they realized that people want like the hot commodity at the moment, so why not put them out?
Yeah.
It's also like we didn't used to have prospects come to these events.
Bradfo.
Now it's every year.
Funny story. When we were in Worcester, I swear this is true, we were speaking to Christian Campbell about how Marcelo needed a cooler number. And yeah. Now he has 11.
Well,
39.
You willed it into existence.
It was okay, but 11, that's like a...
11's a great number. That was my number. Oh. Sticks.
Luis Arraez.
That's how you should address him. Hey, Sticks!
Do people call you Sticks?
Oh, yeah. Let's go Sticks. Here we go, Sticks!
So, in college, I had a nickname. Well, one guy called me Fiverr, right? Because my number was 5.
Uh-huh.
You know why I wore the number 5?
5 hour
this
energy?
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
But, by the way, that reminds me. This will be a little treat for me after the show. But here's the thing. This shows you how old I am. 5, right? Not Nick Punto. Not Johnny Gomes. Not even Nomar Garcia-Para. This is the deepest of deep cuts when it comes to the number 5.
Mm. Tell me.
No, you will never get it.
Tell me, yeah.
good guess. Bill Walton. See, Doug Lane. I'll take that. I'll take it every day.
Wasn't that Tim Tebow's number on the page?
You know how many people – Marcelo Meyer said I look great, Doug. So there you go. I'll give you a hint. He hit 50 home runs in 1 year. But not for the Boston Red Sox.
Brady Anderson. There we go.
He wore number 5 for the Boston Red Sox before he was traded for Mike Boddicker.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but I love the way – you talk about prospects. I love the way that this guy came up and played. I love the cut of his jib, so that's why I wore number 5.
Every prospect should just do that. Just hit 50 home runs. It's simple.
Yeah. Was David Ortiz the first Red Sox player to hit 50? I know he's the franchise leader with his.
Don't ask me questions that I have to think about.
Yeah, I really don't. I think so.
I feel like he's the first.
Yeah, because Mo Vaughn never did, and that's the only other guy.
So we talk about things that have happened here at Fenway Fest. We have the interviews. Did I miss anything?
I have one. I have a question for you.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Can you explain what happened today with Bill Miller and the Red Sox Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah. It was a moment.
They inducted the moment. Bill Miller himself is not in the Red Sox Hall of Fame.
No.
He did not get announced as an inductee.
It was a moment.
They inducted the home run he hit off Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, congratulations to all the Red Sox Hall of Fame, including Bill Miller's moment, Schirmfeller, posthumously. You have Mike Timlin. You have Johnny Gomes. Johnny Damon.
John Lester.
And John Lester. And I know there was some debate, like, Josh Beckett got no support, right? Josh Beckett should be in the Red Sox Hall of Fame. And if, you know, I'm not going to name names like people who are in the Hall of Fame, but you aren't winning 2004 sorry, 2007 without Josh Beckett. Anyway,
I agree. But I don't understand why Bill Miller just doesn't get in. Why is it his moment? Like, he won a batting title, he had the Grand Slam.
I don't know, man. Like,
the moment today that they showed was his second biggest moment.
My question was as anything, since we started the radio show, the media member, like Casas, talk, did anybody say anything?
Casas had a good quote, yeah, about how
– I can find it and read it.
Yeah, he was talking about just how, like, he totally understands Wilson Contreras being added to the team, and that's the exact right thing to do. And Casas even acknowledged, he said, he's a better player than me.
Yeah, he said, as of right now, the way it is, he's a better player than me and has been for his entire career. To upgrade at a position that has been deficient for the last 2 years is exactly what the team needed.
All right, there you go.
I mean, he tells it like it is. It doesn't mean he's not going to earn a spot or try to earn a spot or think he's worth earning a spot, think he's good enough.
All right, well, listen, guys, everybody, I really appreciate it. You guys, awesome job. We've got more news to come. Good stuff coming for you guys to play. Tessie Joe Braveman, awesome job over there. Doug Lane, Thank you, Eamon. Awesome. Oh, my goodness. So good to see you. Josh behind the glass. No. Doug Lane you get an excellent. Doug Lane gets an excellent. We got plenty of excellence to come in spring training, Doug. A lot of good times coming. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Let's go. All right. For Fenway Fest, thank you for everybody for making this happen. We're going to see you. I guess we'll see you in spring training, which is a good thing. All right. See you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.